This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 1 storm and hurtling towards Southern California. KCAL TV's Lori Perez says residents near San Bernardino are doing everything they can to prepare.
Definitely some nerves.
At firehouses around Yucaipa, locals were loading up with sandbags and prayers.
Underlying anxiety, but I know preparedness is the best way to, you know, continue moving forward and making sure things are handled. So with every time I feel a moment of, oh no, I think, all right, what can I do to be more prepared to help, you know, prevent any further damage or any issues in the future?
As they are bracing for whatever weather comes their way, and then what follows it? Signs everywhere spelling out the possibility of flooding and debris flow.
Most of the neighbors here are pretty optimistic that what they did is going to pretty much work.
From hurricanes to the devastating wildfires in Maui, FEMA's administrator says these kinds of disasters are becoming more frequent and more deadly.
Threats we're seeing today are very different than what we saw 5 to 10 years ago, right? They are more intense. They are more complex. And so we do need to make sure that we're working with all of our communities to understand what the risks are going to continue to look like as we go into the next 5 or 10 years.
Deanne Criswell was responding to a question about global warming. She will be on CBS's Face the Nation. At Women's World Cup Soccer,
it is Spain wins the World Cup.
As heard on Fox Sports, Spain beat England 1-0. The Russian space agency says its Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon after it spun into an uncontrolled orbit.
The spacecraft crashed on the lunar surface after a thruster fairing apparently went wrong. The rocket firing was needed to put Luna 25 into what the Russians called a pre-landing elliptical orbit, but something went amiss and it ended up in the wrong orbit. Flight controllers lost contact, and after trying and failing to restore communications, they concluded, reluctantly, that the spacecraft had crashed.
CBS News space analyst Bill Harwood. First Hawaii, now Canada, as thousands have been ordered to evacuate due to wildfires there.
More than 30,000 people are under orders to evacuate their homes in Western Canada's British Columbia. Half of the population in the Northwest Territories has already been displaced by the fires, like this couple driving through.
Feel the heat.
Oh my God.
Fire Chief Jason Broland.
Many of these areas aren't safe. There's power lines down. There's still fires burning in these places. There's all of the toxic hazards that are associated with a house that's burned down.
Canada has seen a record number of wildfires this year, contributing to choking smoke in parts of the U.S.
CBS's Matt Piper. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The Republicans running for president debate in Wisconsin next week. Before that, they'll be subject to the straw poll at the Iowa State Fair this weekend. With more, here's Mark Moran.
The Iowa State Fair has long been known for grassroots political campaigning. This year's no exception. Republican presidential hopefuls have descended on the fair ahead of the first national GOP debate. Iowa's Secretary of State Paul Pate says while the politicians' state fair soapbox speeches tend to cater to the Hawkeye State's rural roots, Iowans' voices play a key role in the nominating process nationwide.
We've got a significant responsibility of helping with this job interview for candidates running for president, and we need to take that role seriously, and we need to make sure we're asking the tough questions of candidates, giving the rest of the country a chance to see and hear how they answer it.
The Republican Presidential Caucus in Iowa is scheduled to be the nation's first on January 15th, while Democrats are still finalizing their date. Pate says while the candidates' messages are targeted to Iowans, the issues they discuss in their soapbox speeches cut across geographical lines. Pate adds that being just a few feet away from the candidates allows people to ask questions rather than hearing more well-worn campaign slogans.
You get much more access than you might if it was just a retail campaign where they bought a bunch of radio, TV, and newsprint ads and bombarded you just direct mail. That's all one-sided, one way. This requires them to actually think on their feet.
The Iowa State Fair, which dates to 1854, wraps up Sunday. I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. FEMA Administrator Dion Criswell tells CBS's Face the Nation Hurricane Hillary will not catch Southern California unaware.
One of our offices is there in California, so we had a lot of staff already on the ground. We are moving in some additional resources to make sure that we can support anything that California might need.
Hillary is expected to hit later today. It was the lack of warning, says this resident, that led to so many deaths from the wildfires in Maui.
It was sad because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of families we get here, they lost everything and people lost their lives over here, you know, and this all could have been prevented.
Spain wins the Women's World Cup and some fans can hardly believe it.
We've just won the World Cup against England, who is like the hardest to beat. And it's like, we've made it all this way and now our name, España, is going on that cup.
Spain beat England 1-0. CBS News Brief.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
93.5, The Tap.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope you don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out.
because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, Know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends. A 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio. Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. And Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Krieg.
Krieg.
Keurig.
Keurig. Keurig. Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So no, I don't know about that. But anyway, so he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And I came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, CivicMedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We are back talking this morning principally, if not exclusively, about this major development in the Mar-a-Lago investigation, the Mar-a-Lago prosecution against our former president, and now two other people, an additional defendant named in this superseding indictment just 2 days ago. We're talking about what exactly the superseding indictment says. What do they do to qualify, to justify these charges, again, brought by a grand jury in South Florida right before the break, talking about the fact that the story here, although it preceded much of this, begins in June. When agents are down there, FBI agents, upon the invitation of the attorneys for the former president, invited down there to pick up the documents. Attorneys telling the FBI, yes, we've got documents. Come down here and take a look at them. And while the agents are there, according to the very first statement in this new section in the superseding indictment, they look around. They say, you know what? There's a surveillance camera near the storage room. And why is that important? Well, prosecutors and investigators have been long understanding and trying to get a feel for what exactly was going on with these boxes. As we know from the previous indictment, lots of the photographs, are they being moved around? Who's got access to them? What is going on with respect to those documents? And so a surveillance camera right outside the very storage room in which they're being kept, plainly recording, perhaps, relevant information. And sure enough, 3 weeks later, after the FBI agents go back to Washington, take a look at all these documents, obviously get in touch almost immediately, certainly, with the U.S. Department of Justice attorneys there handling this case and say, you know what? We saw this surveillance camera. We should make a request for the surveillance videos, right? And so what happens about 3 weeks after their visit, sure enough, the Department of Justice emails an attorney for Donald Trump with a request, a draft version of a grand jury subpoena requiring the production of those security camera tapes, the footage from the Mar-a-Lago Club, including footage from the cameras on ground floor basement, where that storage location was venued there, the storage room on the ground floor. June 23, 1 day after that initial request is made from the Department of Justice to Donald Trump's attorneys, what happens? We know on June 23rd, Donald Trump calls someone named Carlos de Oliveira. Carlos de Oliveira, and they spoke for 24 minutes, okay? Presumably what happens here is the attorneys for Donald Trump call Donald Trump and say, you know what? The Department of Justice, those FBI folks, and the prosecutors are looking for those tapes. We need to produce them. We hope that's what the attorneys said. And Donald Trump, after hanging up the phone call, after concluding the conversation, what does he do? He calls the person, his property management, his maintenance supervisor at Mar-a-Lago, should have told him, you know what? You got to make certain that all those tapes are preserved. That's what the call should have been about. Presumably, based upon what happens afterwards, just the opposite happens. Donald Trump calls this fellow named De Oliveira, again, his property manager there, his maintenance supervisor, and they speak for 24 minutes. The grand jury indictment does not tell us exactly what is said, but we can figure that out based upon what happens next. That's June 23rd, one day after the request is made. June 24th, Department of Justice
emails the attorney for Donald Trump with the final version of the grand jury subpoena. What does it request? It requests the production of any and all surveillance records, videos, images, photographs, and or CCTV from internal cameras at certain locations at Mar-a-Lago, including, once again, that ground floor basement location. It includes a request that any of those surveillance tapes that were recorded from when? January 10th of 2022 to June 24th of 2022, the very date of that request. That information, that span of information, important for reasons I'll talk about in just a moment. And here we go. And here is where the conspiracy hasn't already begun by that conversation between Donald Trump and this D. Oliveira fellow, now a defendant in this case, is pursued. The same day, June 24th, 1:25 in the afternoon, the attorney speaks again with Donald Trump by phone regarding that security request, the request for the security camera footage at that time. That afternoon, Walt Nauta, again the personal aide for Donald Trump, receives a text message from another Trump employee. This other Trump employee says, hey, the former president, Donald Trump, wants to see you, Mr. Nauta. And less than 2 hours after that request is made to Mr. Nauta, again, already a defendant, the personal aide to the defendant, he is scheduled to travel with Donald Trump to Illinois the next day. But based upon that request, Nauta changes his travel schedule and begins to make arrangements to go where? To Palm Beach, Florida instead. Something about what happened in those previous days prompts Nauta to say, you know what, I'm not going with the former president to Illinois as scheduled. I need to go back to South Florida to do something there. And what does he do? We know from the following paragraphs. He provides some inconsistent explanations about why suddenly he changes his plans. And all of this, again, relevant to what's going on here. It suggests, once again, an immediate need after this request is made for the production of these materials to work on. Obviously, the purpose of this was to delete those camera footage items and to obstruct justice. What happens? Nauta provides these inconsistent statements, again, according to the superseding indictment, to various colleagues, kind of trying to hide what he's doing here. About his sudden travel change, he's going to Florida all of a sudden. On June 24th, late in the evening, mid-evening or so, he texts one person that he would not be traveling with Donald Trump to Illinois, but rather he's got a family emergency, and he would be going again to South Florida. He uses the shushing emoji. Remember, this is the one that has the emoji with the lips kind of pursed and the face with the finger up against the lips, the shushing emoji to say basically quiet about this. 9:48 that night. He texts a Secret Service agent that likewise he has to check in a family member in Florida. That's the reason he's going, he says. And after he arrives in Florida on June 25th, he tells that Secret Service agent that he is now in Florida working. All right, a change in sudden plans after he is engaged with the former president. Got to go down there to do something. And about the same time on June 24th that Nauta is making his travel plans to go to Florida, Nauta and, again, this new defendant named D. Oliveira contacted another player in this, and that is the director of information technology. Already identified him. We know who he is. His name is Yusiel Taveras, T-A-V-E-R-A-S, Yusiel Taveras. He's identified again in the indictment as employee number 4. It's significant that he's identified that way. Here's a little bit of insight on that. Almost certainly, again, Yusiel Taveras not named as a defendant in the superseding indictment. Mr. Taveras is almost certainly a cooperating witness with the government. He's identified as the employee there. The fact that he's not indicted, the fact that he's identified as he is, indicates he is working with the grand jury on this investigation, probably provided testimony before that grand jury about what follows next. And sure enough, what do we know about the exchange between Nauta and D. Oliveira again on June 24th? This is 2 days after all of this request is being made about these videotapes from the surveillance cameras there. 5:02, Nauta sends a message to Taveras asking, hey, bro, you around this weekend? And about 5 o'clock, shortly after that, Nauta again texts D. Oliveira saying, hey, brother, you working today? And ultimately, D. Oliveira gets back and says, yes, I just left. Then calls D. Oliveira, and they spoke for about 2 minutes. Okay, we don't know exactly the content of that, but we do know that Taveras, after that, texts a response to Nauta, says, I am local, entertaining some family here that came to visit. What's up? What's going on? The IT guy says. And Nauta responds, is, okay, cool. No biggie. Just wanted to see if you were around. Enjoy, bro. And again, all this is happening on June 24th. At about 7 o'clock that night, D. Oliveira, again, who is this property manager texts Lucille Tavares and says, "Hey, buddy, how are you? Walter," meaning Walt Nada, "called me early today saying he was trying to get in touch with you. I guess he's going to come down tomorrow. I guess he needs you for something." And again, this Lucille Tavares, Trump employee number four, says he reached out but didn't say what he wanted to do. "I told him," Tavares says, "I was local entertaining some family that came in from New York City this weekend. He told me, no worries." Again, all this setting up was about to happen. About 6:58 that night, again, Trump employee number four, we know again that's Mr. Tavares, texts Nauta, says, "Bro, if you need me, I can get away for a few. Just let me know." Nauta responds, "Sounds good. Thank you." And then this goes forward. Saturday, January 25th, the next day, Nauta, again, the fellow who's the personal aide to Donald Trump, already indicted in this matter, travels from Bedminster, New Jersey. Okay. Again, keep that in mind because we're going to get back to Bedminster in just a few moments. Travels to from Bedminster to Florida. And prior to Nauta's trip, De Oliveira told a valet at the Mar-a-Lago club there that Nauta's coming down. Lets him know that, yes, indeed, Nauta, the personal aide to the president, is coming down, changing plans, coming down to Florida. De Oliveira, again, this newly named defendant, asked Trump employee number five, yet another employee here, someone else in the mix here, not to tell anyone. Don't tell anybody that Nauta, that Walt Nauta is coming down, because Walt Nauta wants the whole thing to remain secret. Nobody's supposed to know about any of this going on. De Oliveira also told this additional Trump employee that Nauta wanted De Oliveira to talk to this Trump employee number four. And here we go. Again, Lucille Tavares. To see how long the camera footage was stored. How long does this video stuff remain in place? We want to talk to the IT guy. Is this camera stuff still in place? So what happens next? Okay, shortly after arriving in Palm Beach, evening of June 25th, Nauta goes to the Mar-a-Lago Club. He finally shows up after a change in plans, all these arrangements made, and he meets with Oliveira, again, this newly named defendant. Oliveira, once again, the property management there, the maintenance supervisor. And here we go with the Mar-a-Lago Club. The two of them go to the security guard booth where the surveillance video is displayed on monitors. Okay, they go there. They begin to take a look at how this all looks, right? And here's some of the most important, compelling language in this superseding indictment. The two of them walk with a flashlight through the tunnel where the storage room was located and observed and pointed out various security cameras, right? They're getting a sense of what this all looks like technologically. And then there is more. Monday, June 27th, about 9:48 or so in the morning, De Oliveira, again, this newly named defendant, walks to the IT office where Trump employee number four, again, that's Lucille Tavares, the IT specialist, was working with another employee in the IT department. And here we go once again. De Oliveira requested that Tavares step away from the office. Leave the office with me, if he says, if you will, so that De Oliveira and Tavares could talk. All right, can we talk privately, basically? And at about 9:50 or so that morning, again, as Tavares and De Oliveira left that IT office together and walked through the basement tunnel, all this taking place once again at the Trump location there in Mar-a-Lago. De Oliveira tells Tavares what's going on here, a conversation that follows, but this happens in a small room known as an audio closet near the white and gold ballroom. All right, they go to an audio closet in this location. Again, plainly in an attempt not to let people know what they're doing. Once inside the audio closet, De Oliveira, the newly named defendant, and Trump employee number four, the IT specialist Tavares, had the following exchange. And again, very critical. This will be a part of the trial presentation. De Oliveira tells Tavares their conversation should remain just between the two of them. Don't tell anybody else what we're about to talk about, okay? De Oliveira then asked Tavares how many days the server retained footage. How long does this tape remain in place? And Tavares says he believed it was about 45 days. Okay, all this, again, coming from the charges in the superseding indictment. De Oliveira then tells Tavares that the boss wanted the server deleted. De Oliveira, again, the newly named defendant, along with Donald Trump, along with Walt Nauta, tells Tavares, the boss, and that means Donald Trump, Donald Trump wants the server deleted. That's obstruction of justice, especially after you know that investigators want that information. The Trump employee number four, Tavares, responds that he would not know how to do that. He says, I don't know how to do that. He's the I2 guy. And then goes on to say, very tellingly, he did not believe that he would have the right to do that. He says, you know what? I don't know how to do that. And beyond that, I don't think I've got the right to do that. And tells the Oliveira that he would have to reach out to another employee who was a supervisor of security and to get all of that done. When we come back, more about that conversation as we talk more about these talking points, this talking indictment returned about obstruction of justice related to the Trump Mar-a-Lago documents. Stay with us for that important discussion.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We are back. We're talking this morning about a talking indictment, the superseding indictment against the former president and two others, Walt Nauta, his personal aide. Again, a new defendant in this matter named De Oliveira, who is the property management, the maintenance supervisor at the location, also involving this IT specialist, whose name is Yusiel Tavares. And right before the break, talking about this very clandestine conversation taking place on June 27th of last year, taking place again in an audio closet near the White and Gold Ballroom. De Oliveira, again, who is one of the additional Trump employees there, having this conversation with the IT specialist, Tavares, telling him that their conversation should remain between the two of them. De Oliveira asking the IT specialist how many days it would take before the server either deletes or how long is the footage retained. And Tavares says he believes it's about 45 days. And again, that prompts De Oliveira, again, who is there plainly on behalf of Nauta, plainly on behalf of the president, to say that the boss wants the server deleted. We need to get rid of this evidence. Why? The Department of Justice is asking about it. That is obstruction of justice. Again, Tavares responds, he doesn't know how to do that, which is interesting as the IT guy there. Didn't believe he would have the right to do that, which is significant in establishing his own sensibility, probably, not only as an IT specialist, but probably understanding that something odd is going on here and says, I got to talk to somebody else, supervisor of security, how to do that. And De Oliveira then insists to Trump employee number four, again, who is Tavares, that the boss wants the server deleted. And he looks at him and he says, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The boss wants this to happen, and you don't know how to do it, basically. 10:14 that morning, De Oliveira then texts Nauta, who's again had this conversation with Tavares, still in Florida. And he says, hey, buddy, are you working today? And De Oliveira then called Nauta about 10:15 or so, a minute later, and they spoke for about 1 minute. Presumably, what is that about? Presumably about the conversation that De Oliveira and Tavares had just had about deleting, getting rid of this evidence from the Mar-a-Lago location. And again, more information coming up right after that. Later that same day, Nauta, again, Walt Nauta, a part of the indictment already, texts Oliveira, again, who was at the Mar-a-Lago Club, and says, on my way to you. I'm coming to talk to you, okay? They're not going to have this conversation by phone, not no texts here. Between 1:31 and 1:50 on that day, De Oliveira walked through the bushes on the northern edge of the Mar-a-Lago Club property. They're walking through bushes to meet with Nauta on the adjacent property. They're walking through bushes, the property, to meet on some adjacent property, and then walked back to the IT office they had visited that very morning. And then walked again through the bushes on the northern edge of the Mar-a-Lago Club to meet with Nauta on the adjacent property, walking back and forth through bushes that are apparently on the border of the Mar-a-Lago property to meet with Nauta, presumably to talk with him about what they're going to do in the wake of the conversation with the IT guy, Tavares, not indicted, plainly cooperating with the government. What are we going to do about this request from the boss, Donald Trump, to get rid of all of this evidence? At 3:55, Trump calls De Oliveira, and they speak for about 3.5 minutes. Fascinating, right? And that's where the new portion of the indictment concludes. A couple of observations about that. What you've just heard, what the indictment describes there, is a conspiracy to obstruct justice. That is destroying evidence, and that's the reason why, in addition to Donald Trump, additional count there for him, also for Nauta, and now also this De Oliveira fellow, the property manager at the site, also involved now in this conspiracy to destroy evidence. That's what you just heard based upon the indictment, the new superseding indictment there, also indicating very strongly that Yusiel Tavares, the IT specialist there, almost certainly providing this information to the grand jury. That's how it ends up in this superseding indictment. Compelling information. A lot of people have noticed, too, that this last portion in which it's plain that you've got this conversation between De Oliveira and Nauta, again, all defendants, taking place again. They're walking through bushes going to an adjacent property so that presumably no one can see them together. An awful lot of people are speculating upon what that's all about. Engage in some kind of activity immediately off of the Mar-a-Lago activity that somehow couldn't come closer to the property itself to transact. It's either that he didn't want to be recorded having visited Mar-a-Lago that day, that's Nauta, or that he's now very aware of that the federal government is interested in this and was not eager to be observed in any way being there. What is that? That's consciousness of guilt. That's consciousness of guilt that you know you're doing something wrong and you're hiding your very activity, the very activity that you've been requested to do by the former president, which is to destroy that information. How long does it last? Can we get rid of it? That, too. Consciousness of guilt. That's why this is so important, not only in terms of these additional charges, but also further supporting this indictment that Donald Trump knew what he was doing, gets this information from his attorney, and his response is to see if he can destroy evidence that the government wants, has requested days earlier. That is compelling, hugely, hugely troubling, and yes, it's criminal conduct. Again, hasten to add, it's charged. It has not been found. But with this much specificity and this much certainty, also certainly corroborated by Jack Smith's other attorneys there, other information presented compellingly to a grand jury that looks at this and says, yes, we find probable cause that all of this happened. Compelling information. Now Donald Trump facing 40 counts based upon all this in the superseding indictment. We're going to talk about more of that. But before we do so, we've got a caller. Gary, you've been waiting online for a while. Glad to have you with us this morning. Your observation or comment about our subject matter this morning.
Well, you can imagine where I'm going to come from. I'm fair, okay?
Yes.
I listen to CNN. I listen to you guys. I listen to Matt Flynn. I listen to Hannity, okay? So I hear both sides. It's like you go into court and you're going to defend yourself, but the only jury is going to hear is from the prosecutor. Now, does that sound fair to you, Jim?
And I'm going to answer that question directly. The answer is this. It's a part of the process. Here's the civics point, Gary. A grand jury indictment is the charges. And as I've said at least two or three times this morning, they're the allegations. Why do we have a trial? When you go into trial, that's where this will be presented. And yes, indeed, absolutely. Does Donald Trump and the other defendants now named, will they have an opportunity to defend this case? Yes, they will. What we're doing this morning is describing what a grand jury determined based upon the evidence presented to it. That day in trial is coming. Your point is entirely well taken. And it is fair because it is a part of the system. And it is a part of our system, which has been in place for 240 years. When we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about additional things in this grand jury indictment. Again, going to trial in May of...